Before I get started on this special Thanksgiving week episode, I wanted to make sure that I give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and mind body coach based out of Los Angeles. You might remember that she guest hosted the podcast back in January and came on live with me in August of 2021, as well as August of 2022, episode 238 called Stress Talk. Jeannie spent 16 years battling fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and a myriad of other chronic symptoms that left her both physically and mentally exhausted. She healed herself completely, and now she's obsessed with getting her clients fast results through her one-on-one coaching program. In this program, clients learn how to decrease stress, release stuck negative emotions, and finally heal their chronic pain. Are you feeling stuck in your journey? Are you frustrated because you're knowledgeable about these TMS concepts but haven't seen enough improvement? Maybe it's difficult for you to implement the tools, or you tell yourself that you just don't have the time. Perhaps your next step is to work one-on-one with a coach that specializes in support, consistency, accountability, and results. Jeannie offers a free 45-minute consult where you'll identify what's holding you back so you can take your next steps for healing. Go to her website, that's jeanniecolwin.com, JeannieColwin.com, and book your free call to see if it's a good fit. It is Wednesday, November the 23rd. This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. As always, I am your host, Eddie Lindenstein, and I want to start out by thanking the patrons of the podcast. If you're interested in contributing to the show, helping keep it on the air for free, for all of the listeners out there, go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast. A new patron just yesterday, actually. Let me give a big shout out to Vicky. And then Deborah joined us earlier this month as well. Daniel, and then Kirk, Emily, Paul, Amanda, Elise, Enda, Dominic, Sasha, Sylvie, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Mike, Christina, Ross, Julie, Brian, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast week after week, month after month, helping keep this labor of love as something to continue doing every single week. So I think this is episode 251, which is pretty crazy. Basically every single week since October of 2017. It's hard to believe it's crossed two decades, but that's just the way that it is. A few years ago, I think it was 2018. Maybe it was 2017, 2018. I don't think it was 2019. We'll go with 2018. That sounds about right. I did an episode around the holidays that was basically, I had asked for people's stories about what TMS or Sarno or mind body work or whatever we want to call it did for them personally, some kind of a breakthrough. And I thought, hey, it's been a few years. So I put the edict, is that the right word, out there to listeners to say, hey, what is a moment or a thing that you've done, an experience that you've had that you couldn't do before you discovered Sarno's mind-body work? And then I wanted to read those breakthroughs on this week's podcast. And I got about 20 responses, which is awesome. So that's what today is going to be, is going to be reading back those responses, kind of giving you a sense of some of the things that that people have been doing and that they've been capable of doing since getting a little bit more in tune with themselves and ultimately this work. So there was one person that didn't want their name read, which I'm totally fine with. So I may stop. I found them. So let's go ahead and let's start going through. Okay. So Sonia says, running sprints and doing 1 hour set of kettlebell clean and jerk. That's awesome. I can run sprints. I don't know if I could do a full hour of kettlebell clean and jerk. So pretty darn impressed with that. Nicole, I've gone from walking and standing as little as possible. I'm talking under 1,000 steps a day to a 40-minute incline walk, walking on my treadmill and doing strength workouts again. I'm not pain-free, but in far less pain by not giving it my attention. And that indifference is tremendous. That's exactly that's the basis of all this stuff. Stephanie, who's been on the podcast before, which is awesome. It was everything I used to do again for me. Driving long distances, horseback riding, jumping on the trampoline with my kids. It just feels great to have my life back. And that's the stuff. That's the secret sauce. Is like, what are you doing all of this for? And ultimately it's to get back to, likely, a life that you thought was behind you. And I think that the biggest piece of that is being able to do things physically and have experiences physically. From Julie, squats, lunges, running, biking, still slowly pushing through the barriers and sometimes pushing too hard, but then I regroup and head back to it. So that's one thing too, is like graded exposure, which is a concept that I think Dr. Schubiner certainly has talked about this, and Sarno a little bit in some of his later work, but people that jump back in. Now, my philosophy, personally, what I did was that I just jumped wholeheartedly back into all activities with no restrictions. And maybe that caused some bumps in the road, but maybe it didn't. And so, but sometimes people are, they're trying to push their physical limitations. And ultimately, and I've done episodes on this specific topic, it is incredibly hard to get injured doing pretty much just about anything. The tensile strength of muscle tissue and bone and really every kind of soft tissue in our body, along with bone, harder tissue, it's not nearly impossible to break, but gosh, it's very close. And even then, the healing components of the human body are incredible. They're amazing. So this is from Gabby. I almost had to change careers because I was in so much pain every evening. Life isn't perfect, but it's been 4 years and I've been promoted and still going strong. Happy to share, but please don't read my name on the podcast. Okay, so I didn't. But that's a great story. Thank you for sharing. From Gemma, who's been on the podcast a couple of times lately, gone from not being able to pick up my kids to signing up for a half marathon and I'm learning to unicycle. So Gemma, gosh, let me find it. This is I didn't read these ahead of actually starting to do it. Let me go to, Gemma's been sharing pictures. Where are they? Nope, they're not there. I think she had him on Facebook. So well, I've been following this race that Gemma did, this half marathon that Gemma did in Dubai. 193,000 people did it. She had this great post. Amazing to be part of Dubai's world record breaking biggest fun run. 193,000 people. The logistics of coordinating this amount of runners safely was incredible. Already looking forward to the next event. Congratulations to you, Gemma. I did a half marathon in 2012. Posted a phenomenal time. I think I did like an hour and 43 minutes or something like that. And I did it untrained. It was just, I was a CrossFitter and thought I could and did it and had a great time and never had to stop and walk, which was kind of amazing. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in terms of recovery. Like I've done CrossFit competitions. I've done Tough Mudders. I've done weightlifting competitions. The recovery for that was brutal. It was very tough. So Gemma, I hope as you're listening to this that you are feeling great today. From Vicky, I've gone from being housebound and mostly bedridden due to chronic fatigue and pain for almost 3 years to back to exercising 30 to 60 minutes per day, started in June and working full-time again starting November 1st. Discovered TMS-related info in March of this year. Vicky, that is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. That is a great story. From Adam, my last neurosurgeon told me to quit all physical activity, modify my life, he said. No more surfing, cycling, running, skateboarding, or physical activity with the kids. That was 5 years ago. I do every one of those sports daily and weekly now, 43 years young, and I love it. That is awesome. Adam, I love that story. I know that for me personally, in 2017, when I went to Montana and I had a procedure done on my neck, the doctor had said, no more back squats. That's just not, it pinches down on nerves and it could cause you to not be able to move your arms again. And even higher up on the neck could cause even greater problems, maybe to all of your extremities. And I back squat every week now, sometimes several times a week, and I just haven't had an issue. So I'm glad that you're back doing all those things. I know skateboarding is something I tried to take up in 2020. It didn't go so well, but I do ride a one wheel, if you know what that is. It's basically an electric skateboard with a single wheel, hence the name One Wheel in the Center. But surfing is awesome. My favorite movie, my second favorite movie is Point Break, which is about surfing bank robbers. So maybe you've seen that. Adam, give me a shout and let me know if you've seen that. So it's a great story. Okay. Here's some more. This is from Preetha, who's a podcast contributor. I've talked about her before. Great question. My TMS was excruciating low back pain. In the throes of my symptoms, I could only sit for 6 minutes per day. Given that almost everything requires sitting, I really couldn't do much and my life was extremely limited and I was laying down a lot. After reading Sarno's Healing Back Pain and learning about TMS, I started recovering fairly quickly. I still remember the moment I was able to sit in a recliner and watch a movie with my daughter. That moment was brought to me by Sarno. It's been 4 years since I've been symptom-free. I can do whatever I want without thinking about it. Jumping jacks, biking, sitting through a movie, going on a trip. You know, this question was entirely about big physical breakthroughs that you've had and challenges that you've done and marathons that you've run and all this. But that little subtle thing of sitting in a recliner and watching a movie with your daughter, that is something that is it's quite impressive for somebody that's in the throes, as you said, the throes of all of these kinds of symptoms, and you can't even do something that a lot of people don't even think about. They can just do it. It's not even a thing. Is awesome. So I applaud you for having, I love the fact there's two different examples here. There's one that is heavily physical, doing a lot of things physically, going on a trip, traveling, all that kind of stuff. But then even just sitting there with your kid. And as you know, I've got two daughters, and just the simple things of being able to wrestle with them whenever and not have to think about it, being able to carry them on my shoulders and not have to think about, hey, a doctor told me that something sitting up on my shoulders could cause me to have paralysis, is a gift. It's quite amazing. This is from Danny, who's also been on the podcast. Is it My TMS Journey is her Instagram handle? Hold on. Let me do a little shameless plugging here for her. Let's verify that's correct. It is My TMS _ Journey on Instagram. You should check her out. She's wonderful. She says, speak my mind to my parents. And that was it. Good for you. That's awesome. This is from Mary. I can sit at the computer most of the day with poor posture and I feel fine. I can dance through a Zumba class without foot or knee pain. I can get a flare up and not freak out and feel better in a day or two without going to a chiropractor. That is awesome. I love the comment about poor posture. There's a guy, Jeremy, that I interviewed on the podcast a few years ago. And one of the things that he was talking about was just sort of the ability to sit in horrible posture while he's doing the work that he needs to do. And again, one of those things we don't really think about. And I got an email. God, I should share this with you guys. Oh, hold on. Let me find it. I got an email this morning from, okay. This was a publicist for a chiropractor. They emailed me talking about the Atlas bone. One of the comments in this email said, as the center force of gravity, when the atlas is thrown off, extreme pain, including in the head, neck, knees, hips, and so on, can be a result. So I had a chiropractor on a few years ago to debunk this, the idea of the atlas bone. But I replied and I said, hey, how does the atlas get thrown off? What kinds of tissues are connected to the atlas? They said, great questions. The atlas can get thrown out by trauma, such as a car accident, or continuous micro traumas, such as sleeping on your stomach, looking at a computer screen for hours, or looking at computer screens or phones for hours, or slight bumps or jars to the spine, such as playing sports like football. And then it says there's muscles, ligaments, and connective tissue attached to the atlas. I'm not trying to be rude or sound rude, but I was lost quickly when there was talk about a atlas bone. We're talking about a bone in the vertebrae, an atlas bone being thrown out of position by something called a microtrauma done by sleeping on the stomach or looking at a computer screen. Here's the thing, folks. As long as there's been industry and work and even pre-industry, every activity that people have ever done has involved outstretching their arms or reaching their arms in front of them or doing something that is in front of them. There are very few things and very few professions ever to which you could just stand there and put your arms at your side. It does not exist. Or even better, your arms backwards. It doesn't exist. Maybe there's some out there. Message me, please. Let me know. But all this talk of phones in front of you and computer screens and typing at a desk all that time, people have been sewing. People have been typing on a typewriter. People have been writing. People have been doing all sorts of things in front of themselves for generations. Yet, the rise of chronic pain is linear over time, literally up and to the right. What every single private equity firm wants to see for a company they buy, which is progress up and to the right, this is regress up and to the right in terms of the chronic pain epidemic, particularly in the United States. So, something to think about. I don't do well with stuff like that when it's said. So thank you, Mary. It's an awesome story. Ari, she said, take a family vacation. I wish I would have asked where this was. Hold on. Let's see if I can zoom in. No, I can't zoom in. It's a beautiful picture. There's a dock. There's blue and green water. Ari, thank you for sharing this. From Lisa, started running again. I've completed 2 half marathons since discovering Dr. Sarno. Prior to that, I had not run in over a year and could barely walk for exercise. Terrific. Again, the half marathons. It's so challenging. You know what? Someday, I bet I will do another one. I'm deep in the throes of weightlifting, though. So whenever I can take a couple or a few months off and focus training on running, it's certainly something I would love to try again. When I did the Tough Mudder back in 2013, that was 10 or 11 miles of running, but it was all off-road. And then combine that with 30 or 32 obstacles, electrocution, jumping off of base jumping into a pool of cold water, jumping into a large garbage can full of ice water, all that kind of stuff. That didn't hold a candle to the marathon run, to the half marathon run. So, Lisa, I applaud you. This is from Deborah. I've learned to forgive what this means and how to recognize when I'm still holding on to grievance. That's terrific. Sarah, being a middle school art teacher, I had set, so my daughter, she's in third grade, and her teacher just came back from maternity leave. She had this teacher in second grade. She loved her. And this teacher left in March or April to go on maternity leave. And then we actually didn't know that she was going to be Zoe's third grade teacher until her parent teacher conferences maybe a month ago or so. And then we found out not only is she her teacher again, but she's coming back. And the sub, he was great. And I started thinking about, okay, we should get him something for his last day as the sub. And I was thinking, you know, I'm talking to a couple of buddies of mine. He's like, why would you get a gift for a teacher? And I had said, because teachers deserve the world. So Sarah, teachers deserve the world. Just know I say that. From Kristen, traveled to Europe for 3 weeks, walking 20,000 steps a day. This is a photo I took after a steep hike to a stunning lookout point in Slovenia. I was mostly housebound and frequently used a wheelchair through 2019. That is amazing. Gosh, I would love to interview you sometime. Please send me an email, eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com, if you're interested in coming on the podcast and telling that story. So these are awesome responses. It's great to get almost 20 of them. So thank you all so much. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you this week. I will talk to you all next week. Get some relaxation. There's lots of great football on this coming weekend. The University of Washington Huskies take on the Washington State Cougars in the Apple Cup. My Huskies will be a 10-win team if they can get past Wazoo. So let's just hope for that. Thanks for listening again, everybody. Have a great week.